Good morning, brother and sister, and for those who are watching online right now, good morning. Thanks God for giving me this opportunity to share His word to you all today. My topic today is your redemption is drawing near. And the scripture are in Luke chapter 21, 25 to 36. Let's read it together. Luke 21, verses 25 to 36. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and star. On the earth, nation will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When this thing begins to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see this thing happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Be careful, be careful. All your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us this morning. Jesus Christ, thank you for your redemption on the cross. Holy Spirit, please touch our hearts right now. Right now. If there are worries or sorrow among us, Lord, I pray for your healing, comfort, and guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Three little devils were sent to the human world by a devil king. The devil king asked them, hey, come on, have you guys thought about what strategy to use to make people sin? So the first little devil said, hey, boss, I will tell the people of this world that God does not exist. Let them sin and enjoy life. The second devil said, hey, let me say, I will tell the people of this world that the hell does not exist. The hell does not exist. Let them sin and enjoy life. So the third one come up, hey, you two, let me listen to me. I just want to tell the people of this world, take it easy. There is a long road ahead. Enjoy life first. Think about other things later. I believe that after hearing this, most of us should not be influenced by the first two little devils, right? Because the idea that God the Lost exists or hell the Lost exists may not be appealing to us. However, the word of the third little devil may make us pause and think, perhaps this will raise some doubts. What did the third little devil say? Take it easy. Take it easy. There's a long road ahead. There's a long road ahead. Enjoy life first. Think about other things later. Whoa, a long road ahead. Do you believe in that? How many of you believe there is a long road ahead? And how long is that? In today's scriptures, Jesus is speaking to the disciples about certain signs, warning them of the Herodias disaster in this world. In verses 25 to 26, it says, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be anguished and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. The scripture describes a scenario where people, upon witnessing events in this world, will be filled with panic, even to the point of being terrified. Brother and sister, and this is exactly the thing that are happening now. And this situation occurring right before our eyes. I wonder if you have paid attention to the news recently. Just in November this month, November 2023, within a month, there is a magnitude 6.9 earthquake in Philippines and another magnitude 5.6 earthquakes in Western Laporte, which sadly led to over 150 people losing their lives. Vietnam and Northern France experienced floods, forcing many people to leave their homes. In Somalia, heavy wind caused floods, displacing more than 110,000 people, and nearly 100 people lost their lives. I still haven't included the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war and Israel-Gaza conflict. Brother and sister, in the world we are living in and in our surroundings, we see many people living in the shadow of disaster and fears. In verses 25 to 26, it says, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars on the earth. Nations will be anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint the terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Listen to these two verses. It may sound like a threat, but here we need to pay attention. We need to pay attention, lest lots misunderstand that the sign Jesus is talking about are meant to warn his disciples and followers. Regarding the current prediction about a specific timing of end of the world, such as previous one on December 21st, 2012, and other coming 2028 or 2060, we might find it boring, annoying, maybe irritating, as we believe that only when the evil ends and become history, and only then we will know and what the end is. However, one fact we can know that is Jesus will come again to redeem his people. So today, I preach on this passage to remind every one of us who more than 2,000 years ago was crucified on the cross, triumphed over death, resurrected, and rose to heaven. Jesus will come again to redeem us. In verses 27, it says, at that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. While the sign mentioned in verse 25-26 indeed point to end-time scenario, let's not only focus on this sign themselves, because these signs do not point to themselves. Do you understand what I mean? Just like the cross. When we see the cross does not point to itself, but to the sign of resurrection power of Jesus overcoming sin and death. In verses 25-26, the sign Jesus talks about indicate that he will come again to redeem his people. These signs extend far beyond the events of the end. Jesus decided to instill hope in his disciples and enable them to find hope in their lives. If we look back at the previous passage, when we read Luke chapter 21, verses 10 to 19, we will understand why Jesus spoke this word to the disciple. Let's go to Luke chapter 21, verses 10 to 19. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be a great earthquake, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over the synagogues and put you in prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me, but make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourself. For I will give you word and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life. At that time, Jesus spoke to the disciples about the challenges they would face in following him. The disciples would be persecuted, captured, and even abandoned by family and friends, and hated by people for the sake of Jesus' name. However, Jesus assured the disciples that even though they could face hardship, he would not abandon them. Jesus told the disciples to endure with patience, and they would win life. For the Christian in the first century who read the Gospel of Luke, those early Christians, this passage could also serve as their encouragement. Being a Christian at that time was not easy. Although we see the church being established and the gospel spread to the Gentile, being a Christian meant facing persecution, not only from Jewish authority, but also from the brutal treatment of the Roman Empire. Christians would be captured, bound in bundles of dry gases to be burned at torches, dressed in animal skin, and thrown into arenas for animals to tear them apart, or even crucified. When this early Christian read this passage, they could identify with it because they lived in a terrifying era surrounded by fear. Jesus told them that they would experience terrible days, but these were just signs. Signs pointing to his return with power and glory. Brother and sister, we will also experience fear and chaotic days. Is certain. However, these are just signs. Signs pointing to the fact that Jesus will come again with power and glory. Amen? Then in verse 28, Jesus says, when this thing begins to take place, stand up and lift up your head because your redemption is drawing near. Brother and sister, this is God's promise. He promised that when we are in difficulties and fear, he will come to save us. Jesus will come to save us. He didn't say, come before me and everything will become beautiful. You will see a shower of candies falling from the skies, and there will be an endless supply of Coca-Cola, Sprite, Fanta from your kitchen's water type. Jesus didn't say that. But he said, when this thing begins to take place, stand up and lift up your head because your redemption is drawing near. Hallelujah. Even when we are in difficult situation, in a dark environment, facing problems, pressures, disease attacking us, and even our loved one being harmed, Jesus say, when this thing begins to take place, stand up and lift up your head because your redemption is drawing near. Church, do we believe that Jesus will come again with power and glory? Do we believe that he will come again to save us? Do we believe that the power and glory of Jesus will enter into the difficulties and fears that you are facing today? Yes. Brother and sister, do you believe in God's promise? Do you believe that? Sure. Yes. In verses 29 to 30, Jesus continued, "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see this thing happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near." Jesus tells the disciple to look at the fig tree. In Israel, the fig tree typically loses its leaf in December, and the next year, from March to April, new leaves begin to sprout. And by May to June, there will be a harvest. Jesus tells the disciple to look at the fig tree and all the tree to know that summer is near. The summer is near. He tells the disciple, when you see this thing happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Jesus tells the disciple and us to do one thing. Listen, he tells us to do one thing. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Continue to observe God's action. Regardless of our circumstances, facing great fear, Jesus tells us to keep our eyes open. Continuously observe His action, because when we do this, we will rediscover the source of our strength. We will know again what we truly need: our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us. When the sky is shaking above us and the sea is roaring around us, we will once again discover that we are still in the hands of our loving God. And we will rediscover that only He can save us. So, brother and sister, don't forget the salvation of Jesus Christ on the cross. Even though He experienced great pain, humiliation, and rejection, He chose to redeem you and me today. Jesus ran through the valley of the shadow of death so He can bring you out of that valley also. He can lead us from darkness to light. The cross of Jesus Christ is not the ending, but the beginning, because only He is the God who conquered death and sins. The restoration power of Jesus Christ let us know the power of His victory over death. The victory of Jesus Christ let us know the possibility of the new heaven and new earth. Just as Jesus says in verse 33, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away." Hallelujah! Jesus' words are true and certain. His word will bring us hope each day when we continue to rely on Him. Let's continue. When we look at verses 34, 35, 36, Jesus provides some essential advice to share with His disciple. "Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxiety of life, and that day will close on you steadily like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man." The scripture mentioned carousing, drunkenness, and anxiety of life. Sometimes, on our journey through life, we may follow these wrong signs. Is it? When we focus on this sign, they lead us towards fear, discouragement, and loss. In verse 34, Jesus warned the disciple not to let this thing weigh down their hearts, not to let this thing become a gravity that pulls them down. Then, in verse 36, Jesus teaches the disciple to be alert, to pray, to keep a clear mind, to seek Him. Brother and sister, what may weigh down our hearts today? Money, possession, your own desire, fear, anger, bitterness, resentment.
If we let this thing pull our hearts down, we might miss the sign worth looking at and waiting for. If we may no longer focus on observing God's action. This thing might hinder us from moving towards on the path Jesus wants us to walk. Brother and sister, do we just allow ourselves to be put down like this? Do we allow fear and anxiety to weigh us down, causing us to lose hope? In verse 36, Jesus chooses to tell the disciple to be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Jesus cared about the disciple. He cared about their needs. And Jesus also cared about you and me today. Jesus is also telling us, be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. What choices will we make for our life today? What choices will you make today? Brother and sister, this morning's scripture not only reminds us that Jesus Christ was born more than 2,000 years ago, it further reminds us that Jesus will come again with power and glory. Jesus reminds us that He's with us every day, in joy and in pain, reassuring us that He alone can transform suffering into resurrection. Therefore, when the sky is shaking above us and the sea is roaring around us, let's not forget to stand on the promise of our Lord. As verse 28 say, when this thing begins to take place, stand up, lift up your head, because your redemption is drawing near. Amen.